From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Although it's not yet official, the chair of the Catskill Democrats is reporting incumbent Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis has been unseated by her Republican challenger, Dale Finch. In the unofficial count published by the Greene County Board of Elections November 5th, Finch leads Davis, a Democrat, by 2 votes, 1,292 to 1,290. In an email to Catskill Democrats the morning of Thursday, November 21st, Margaret Tomlinson, Catskill Town Chair of the Greene County Democratic Committee, said, and I quote, "I was allowed to observe the counting of the absentee and provisional ballots in the election for town supervisor, and I am sorry to report that Doreen did not win the election. The count is not official yet, but the current count of 1,369 for Doreen to 1,410 for Dale Finch, a margin of 41 votes in Mr. Finch's favor, means it would not be possible for the few uncounted ballots to change the outcome," end quote. Tomlinson went on to thank Davis for her 4 years of service, calling the job of town supervisor, and I quote, "a tough and often thankless one," end quote. Tomlinson lauded Davis for her work in stabilizing the town's financial status, the installation of a new sewer system, and making Catskill a climate-smart community. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman, Democrat Brian Cahill has prevailed over Republican Andy Turco Levin in the Ulster County Legislature District 4 race. Cahill's victory flips control of a seat that has been in Republican hands for some time, thereby assuring Democratic control of the legislature in 2020. The Democrats will hold 12 seats to the GOP's 11 as of January 1st. Cahill, a former county legislator and brother of state assembly member Kevin Cahill, and Turco Levin, a former Kingston alderwoman who now lives in the town of Ulster, were vying for the seat currently held by Republican Brenda Maloney. She was appointed in August to fill the vacancy created when her husband James Maloney died in July. District 4 consists of parts of the towns of Ulster and Kingston. After all the votes, including absentee and affidavit ballots, were tallied November 20th, Cahill had won by 53 votes, 1,377 to 1,324. Overall, Democrats picked up Republican-held seats in Kingston, while Republicans picked up Democrat-held seats in Saugerties, Dinning, Hardenburg, Olive, and Shandaken. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics. Former Vice President Joe Biden is currently the favorite among Democrats in the 2020 presidential primary, leading a field of candidates by 10 percentage points, according to a Siena College poll released November 21st. The poll finds Biden is supported by 24% of the Democratic voters, up from 21% in October. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders remain at 14% and 13%, respectively. Among Democratic voters, 35% believe Biden has the best chance of unseating the incumbent next year. When asked about impeaching the president, independents, who were evenly divided on the issue in October, now oppose impeachment and removal, 59% to 37%, the poll found. Siena also found that Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability rating has dropped to 44%. His performance rating has dropped as well to 35%, down from 41% in October. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. The Times Union is reporting the New York Farm Bureau is predicting the average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner with all the fixings will cost 15% less this year than last. The Bureau's 2019 Market Basket Survey is projecting the average price of the meal, including a 16-pound turkey, to be $48.73, down from $57.54 last year. The cost difference is largely due to turkey prices that have decreased by 31%. Phyllis Kocher, chair of the New York Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee, said, and I quote, "It's good news for consumers that this year's dinner is more affordable than last Thanksgiving. Farmers have faced a difficult year with low commodity prices, weather challenges, and trade disruptions. But because of their tenacity and hard work, Americans can still enjoy a nutritious dinner on their tables," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. and a pleasant tomorrow.